A presidential staffer, Dr. Clementa Park, says the canker of corruption is a global phenomenon that the world has to deal with. He said to fight the canker, stringent policies must be formulated and followed rigorously. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Park said it is unfair for developed countries to point fingers at others as fantastically corrupt. According to him, the developed countries have always played a role in the level of corruption that goes on in developing countries by accepting funds from corrupt individuals and also shielding these individuals. Dr. Park spoke to Agatha Samwa.
The issue of corruption has never gone anywhere. And as far as we are concerned in government and President Mahama is concerned, he has never ceased in explaining and highlighting the very detrimental effects and the negative impact of corruption on the well-being of our people. So as far as we are concerned, it has and continues to be a challenge, a fight, and indeed a canker that we are determined to deal with. But as it may, the fact that the British Prime Minister and the British are hosting an international summit on corruption, where they are inviting leaders from different parts of the world to come and deliberate and perhaps to share ideas and look at best practices as to how this issue can be dealt with, should indicate to all of us that, as we have said time and again, that the canker of corruption is not only limited to one country, not only limited to Ghana. It's a global phenomenon that has to be fought by committed world leaders who are willing to go the extra mile to put in place policies, actions, and institutions to deal with this canker, which we all know is harmful to the well-being of our global society.
Talking about corruption, the West, particularly Britain and the USA, African countries are very corrupt. Are their views about Africa grounded or just stereotyped?
Well, I think that is a very insightful question to ask. And for those of us who have had the chance to live in other countries and we understand the role that countries that are supposedly developed play in developing countries, I think that, to be honest, it is most unfair for the so-called advanced and developed countries to try and point a finger of accusation at developing countries for being the most corrupt. If you look at several reports, particularly by institutions like the UN, it is quite clear that most of the acts of corruption are actually instigated and perpetrated by companies and entities emanating from the so-called advanced countries.